December 1st is World AIDS Day, and one of the countries worst affected by HIV/AIDS is South Africa. There, more than 1.9 million children have been orphaned as a result of the disease.
Nearly two-thirds of these kids are being raised by a grandparent. In the Alexandra township in Johannesburg, many of these orphaned children were so young when they lost their parents, they think their granny is their mother. Tracy Boomgard went to the affected township to meet some of the grandparents who are looking after the next generation of South Africans.
It's a stormy afternoon when I come to meet Lillian Mdingi. Lillian is 53 and lives in a small house here on the outskirts of Johannesburg. She works as a domestic worker, but her main role in life these days is as a grandmother. But she's no ordinary grandma.
Danny?
Yes.
Lillian is one of thousands of grandparents in South Africa who have been left to bring up their children because their parents have died after contracting HIV. In 2004, her teenage daughter, Nolutando, fell pregnant after a relationship with a 36-year-old man she ran away with.
Their little baby, the name Shamine Mdingi. Wow. And after that, she was breastfeeding her. Then I asked him that it's okay to do that. She said yes. After that, the child was starting to get sick. I was thinking to go to test her. Then I sit down with her that she must go to test HIV because she was afraid. Anyway, she was not that she's HIV positive.
Within days, the infant was showing even more signs of serious sickness.
The baby was very, very sick, serious sick. She was like a box of matches, just bones. The baby was crying day and night. I didn't know what she wanted. Then we get that the baby also is HIV positive. Yeah.
It was a painful time for Lillian, who watched helplessly as her daughter and granddaughter gradually got more and more sick.
It was very hard for me. She was breathing with oxygen, and Shamin was breathing with oxygen cubes. Yeah, it was so hard. She was writing a letter. I've got that letter. She's telling me, Mom, I'm very sorry for what I do to you. I know you love me. You was expecting better things.
The stigma associated with HIV and AIDS made things worse for Lillian.
In the family, I feel rejected. Yeah, there was no one wanting to speak to me because they was afraid for this HIV AIDS. Even myself, I was afraid, but just because I am a parent, what can I do?
Nolutando eventually lost her fight with HIV, and Lillian was left to look after her sick granddaughter.
The life was very, very hard. Yeah, when I'm sleeping with a 9-month-year-old baby, sometimes she can't breathe, she can't eat.
And what is life like now?
Wow, now the life is all right now because Shamin is growing up and he is going to school and is talking. And it is just like a miracle.
Shamin's condition has improved. She's now 9 years old and living well despite her HIV positive status. Some of the grandparents looking after their orphaned grandkids here in South Africa are in their 70s and 80s. Lillian is still quite young, but even at 53, the pressure can take its toll. Looking after children is a commitment at any age, especially on a low wage.
You've got to work so hard.
Yes.
You know, to bring her up.
Yes, yes.
I know, look, in the African culture,
yes.
Okay, the grannies normally look after the children.
Yes.
Okay. But how does Shamane feel with the fact that her mom is no longer around?
Wow. She used to ask me, where's her mom? Then I take the photos. I put it down I tell her, your mom is in the heaven, is staying with Jesus all the time. And also she knows that her mom is Noluthando. I'm her grandmom.
Or yes. Gogo.
Or Gogo, yes, she called me Gogo. She liked to call me Gogo, yes.
In the decades since Lillian's daughter Noluthando and her granddaughter Charmaine contracted HIV, stigma around the virus still exists, but access to testing and treatment has improved here in South Africa, and more people are living healthily with HIV.
If a person is sick, I tell her, can you go to the clinic and check your blood, that how it is? Then don't worry, don't be afraid. Yeah. So now, the people, yes, are dying because some are hiding this, but others are not hiding because at least the help is there.
Lillian also has a son and another daughter who is also HIV positive. HIV and AIDS has gripped Lillian's life so much that she wants to dedicate the rest of it to helping future generations tackle it.
As soon as my son finished at university, really I want to look after these people. So I like to stand up and fight this stigma. I like to extend my house and keep these poor little children.
As the storm clouds lifts here in Johannesburg and I say my goodbyes, I can't help thinking that whatever the dark clouds, as long as there's super grannies like Lillian around, a ray of sunshine won't be too far away.